This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Cleveland is no stranger to losing things. Sorry, LeBron James fans. And now United Airlines is taking its talents elsewhere, too. Cleveland's not going to be a hub for the airline anymore. So what does that mean for a city when an airline pulls out of this kind of deal? Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
Joe Roman, who heads the city's Chamber of Commerce, gives it his best shot.
Well, we're certainly disappointed, but I don't feel as if we left anything out on the table.
The airport itself got some upgrades. The city pulled back on some airport fees. And Roman says he got pledges from hundreds of local businesses to encourage their employees to fly United for work. And he says some of them adopted policies putting United's bottom line ahead of their own.
If the price of flying United, you know, falls within $300 or $400 of a competitor's ticket, fly United.
But it didn't work out. The airline says it was losing tens of millions of dollars a year on its operations there. The company's pulling 470 jobs from Cleveland. The worst case scenario would be other businesses pick up and move. Here's Adito Mayer from the Brookings Institution.
The major example in recent memory was Chiquita.
Chiquita Brands, yes, the banana people. Delta pulled its hub out of Cincinnati's airport, and Chiquita moved its headquarters to Charlotte.
Because it offered them a city or a metropolitan area of similar size, but more expansive flight connections.
That's unlikely, says Michael Boyd, a consultant to the aviation industry.
Cleveland would do fine. They'll end up with about 35 to 40 nonstop destinations, and they won't have nonstops to Albany anymore. And all seven people every day who took the flight from Cleveland will be upset. But other than that, it'll be back to normal.
Other smaller cities, places the Cleveland hub serves, will get hurt more. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.